Okay, good evening, everybody. I am coming to you from Toronto, Canada tonight. So that's from tonight. We are going to be finishing up Simon Dalet Shin and beginning Simon Shin Hey. So Simon Dalet Shin, we are up to Si'if Gimel. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Einu Yehudi Gamur Shu Sachir, Ein Rabo Mitzuva Al Shvisasu. If you have a complete, full-fledged non-Jew who works for you, you are not Mitzuva Al Shvisasu. The master is not Mitzuva to make sure that this Nachri keeps Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kadosh Chav Dalet, Eini Yehudi Gamur Avulim Kibul Alav Hashav Mitzvos Alav Ger Toshav Vaser Lasus Melech Yisrael Afal Mishein Rabo. But if he was Mekabel Shav Mitzvos, that makes him a Ger Toshav, and a Ger Toshav is not allowed to do Melacha for a Jew, even if that Jew is not his master. Vayim Ram Perik Yudal Milchsi Rabbi Yehuda Mekabel Ger Toshav Bisman Shein Yovel Noeg V'Chein Eved Shein Rots Lekabel Lav Mitzvos Ki Im Zayin Kamo Ger Toshav Kam Kenei Mekabel Nosel Bisman Shein Yovel Noeg Rai V'Sham Cholik Al Zeh. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that nowadays the Rambam paskens we don't have such a thing anymore. There's no such thing as a Ger Toshav anymore, and even an Eved who wants to be Mekabel Sheva Mitzvos we don't have anymore. So since neither of these concepts exist anymore, so the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch stands that a regular Eid Yehudi have no concern about his Shemira Shabbos. It's only if he were Chayiv in Sheva Mitzvos that he has the din of a Ger Toshav that you would have to worry about his Shemira Shabbos. Says the Mishmur Sivkot Chav. Even if you have him hired for many years, but he's not yours forever. And therefore, even if he's doing the malacha of the master, it's not an isser mita oraisa because he's not considered as eved. And whatever malacha you're allowed to do by virtue of a non-Jew, meaning whenever you're allowed to do Amira Lenachri, you're allowed to do it through this guy as well. Meaning if he's your hired worker, it doesn't matter how long she's been your housekeeper for, she's still not your Eved, she's not your Shivcha, she's a hired worker, and therefore you have all the regular dinim of any Yehudi. V'kasu Beis Yosef, Shamirin Estapik Bosan Avadim HaShvachos of the Gloom, Shem Ratzu Lahamir Dasan Likanis Ladas Yishmal Yotzim L'cheirus Efshar She'afal Pish So he says that the Beis Yosef writes that the Mahari was not sure about those Avadim and Shvachos that if they wanted to go against the religion and to be nichnas into Das Yishmael. Is that correct? Das Yishmael. Then they're Yotze L'cheirus. So it could be, even though right now you have an everlasting kinyan in them, and that's why, but nevertheless, because they can get out of it, they are considered like a sacher of a gloom the alma. V'das achronim lahachmir b'zeh, m'nei sheyesh b'zeh chashash isr Torah. And the achronim are machmir on this because it might be an isr d'oraisa of having someone who is your eved doing malacha. V'kol shkeinim b'makom shein lo rishus, l'fi dineim lach. And certainly if he's in a place where he doesn't have rishus according to their dinim to get him out by being meimer das by rejecting the religion, meaning if you have based on the country that you live in, you have laws of avdus, meaning that you actually own the guy forever, well then he'll be an eved. If he has no way out, then he'll have the dinim of an eved, and the halacha would be that you're not allowed to have him do malacha of a Yisrael. So ein rabba mitzuvah, but if he's just a sachir, so the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch said ein rabba mitzuvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, b'makom shamelech shamelech. What's the? I'm not using my regular Mishnah Berurah tonight. What does it say? B'makom shamelech. I'm on the computer screen. B'makom. I just lost the place. Yeah, shamelech yire. What's Yud Reishai? Gazer She'in Shum Adam. I'm not sure what that stands for. Gazer She'in Shum Adam Chutz Midasam Yecholin Liknos Eved Va'ama. When the Melech, who controls that place, made a gzera that no one outside of their religion is allowed to buy an Eved or an Amma, Havadim Hashvachos Yecholin Lahavir Eish B'Shabbos Tavin Kesachar B'Alma. Then the Havadim Hashvachos are allowed to do Melacha on Shabbos because it's just like a regular Sachir. Aval Yesh Chok Mesfil Udaf Ato Gufan Kanu Yisrael. But there are those that disagree history and say that there is such a thing as a Jew owning an eved nowadays. And if you pay taxes for slave ownership, then everyone would agree that you're actually the owner of that slave. And they cannot do malacha. But it also has a kula, meaning if there could be such a thing as a shivcha or an eved nowadays, well, that's a heter to marry a mamzer or a mamzeres. Some of the poskim even suggested that if you have a mamzer and you can't marry anybody, so they suggested that he should fall in love with a non-Jewish woman, and instead of her converting, he should just make her a shivcha. He should buy her as a shivcha, and then as long as she agrees, and then they could live happily as a husband and wife. He doesn't treat her with any less respect. And that would be a way to get married. I think most women probably wouldn't go for it, but so it wasn't a practical solution, but that's what some suggested, as long as it's possible that you could have such a thing as a shivcha nowadays. Okay, so now we move on to Simon Shin Hei. An animal is allowed to go out with something that protects it, carrying that which protects it. Over here we're talking about what an animal is allowed to be wearing on itself when it goes out, because you have a din called shvisas behema. Your animal is not allowed to be doing malacha. But if it's not protected by that which it's wearing, us having the tirusi yisirta, then it's considered to be an extra watching of it, and that's what makes it into a burden. Anything that's decorative and is not there to protect the animal, it should not go out with. Therefore, a naka, some type of animal, can go out with some type of a nose ring that they would use to schlep the animal around. The chamra luba and a chamra luba, some type of animal, some type of a donkey or something, bipaga, is able to go out with a paga de parzula, the hainu briga. It's just giving examples of different animals that have different things that help you keep an eye on the animal and keep a hand on the animal and not lose the animal. So the animals are allowed to go out with such things, such types of leashes and the like that enable you to hold, to keep the animal. You're allowed to take a rope and tie it around its neck of the leash, and you could take the afsar, I guess that's the saddle, and put it on it as long as you don't lean on the animal. So let's see what all of this means in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nalf, Be'ema Yotzeis, that any time an animal is owned by a Jew, any kind of animal is owned by a Jew, so the halacha is that it's not allowed to do malacha. So if it's something that protects the animal, then it's considered a tachshit, then it's considered normal. And that's the equivalent of clothing for a person. It's not considered a burden. But that which it does not protect it is a masui. And that would be asur for it to go out with. And the same is true if it goes out with that which has extra shmira, lafi inyana, the lavor chabachi, because that's an abnormal thing to go out with. So either that which is not protective of the animal at all, or that which is overprotective of the animal becomes a masui, and therefore it is aser. B'yoser, dafka b'shmir yisera harbe echel, rak ma'ad yoser ma'ashat tzrich, lo avi masa, di'ev shalat samtzeim. Meaning you can't get it that you're going to have pumped exactly the right size leash or the right strength leash to exactly what the animal needs and not a drop more. So you can err on the side of caution. You can have something on the animal that's a little more protective than what it actually needs. Shula noi, I in the kamei sifkat nyebez, we'll see later. Hilkach, nakat v'holich b'tchila ha-behemos ha-chazakos sh'tricho shmira b'yoser. So the Shulchan Aruch starts giving examples of very strong animals that require a lot of shmira. V'lo daylehem b'shmira kala. And they can have just a small amount of shmira. Could go nakash, yigam le nikheva, levona sh'tzorach l'shmira sa-dafkas mamad d'parzula b'chotma. Like this type of camel that requires this very heavy duty ring in its nose. V'lo daylehem pagah the parz lov v'koshkin ba'afsar, and the lesser types of shmirah will not be sufficient for it. Vasru latzeis bam, and therefore it would be asur to go out with those lesser types of shmirah. V'chamra luba. Meaning the Shulchan Aruch is going in order of that which requires the greatest shmirah to that which requires lesser shmirah. So bepagat the parzala, what is that? Taidun beprumbia, that's a bit that it puts in its mouth. But only a chamra luba requires this type. That type of donkey requires this type of shmirah. Avul chamor acher, but a regular donkey, lo davle etzlan nitirusi aserta. That would be excessive for a regular donkey. And the Gemara says that the chamra luba goes out even with the afsar, whatever that is, because it's mishtamer, it's protected by it. The gomel goes out with an afsar, but not with the zmamet parzlo, which is a higher level shmirah, shulo shmirah yisera, because that would be excessive for it. And as far as going out with the pagat the parzala, which is the previous level, so that's a suffix in the Magen Avraham and the Taz. That's a suffix in the Magen Avraham and the Taz paskins that that's also a shmiri yisera. Uperid v'chamar tzarich lomar v'chein perid v'chamar dain v'shkam eim yotzim ba'afsar avalo bereset shub b'prumbi asru elatzeis k'mo shkas b'siv gimel in chamar v'adin perid. There are two reasons I'm not translating everything. Reason number one is that it's irrelevant, meaning the point is the klal over here. The klal is that whatever it needs for its own shmiri is it's allowed to go out with, and whatever is excessive shmirah for that particular animal, it's not allowed to go out with. The second reason that I'm not translating everything is because I don't know any of the translations. V'susyotze. And the chamor is not allowed to go out with a resen, whatever that is. Shu prino, haynu buriga anal, shu prumbio b'lshonenu korin tzivim va'afsar humasha korin avritz. Again, these are just different types of protective items. So now we have a new din that let's say an animal can have one of two things that are the proper amount of shmira, but to put both of those things on the animal would be excessive. It doesn't need both of those levels of shmira. So then putting that second one on would be excessive shmirah, would be aser, unless it's a very wild animal and it needs both levels of shmirah. Sif katan yur alif umutar dafka be'ilu shemutar mlatzis ba'afsar mutar gab lichroch sabav tzavara. Only those that are allowed to go out with an afsar, you're also allowed to wrap it around the neck, hachevel hayotzi mimena, the leash that comes off of the afsar. Imu aruch, if it's very long, so you can wrap it around the animal's neck. Aval para asur latzis ba'afsar v'chei lichroch chevel sabav tzavara. But a cow is not allowed to go out with an afsar, nor to and also to wrap a rope around its neck. Lefishi mishtameris belafach, because anyway the cow is going to be protected. We'll come on Basif Yud Zayin. Siv katan yud beis saviv tzavara me rashi v'ran mashma da avgav shekaruch b'chozek saviv tzavara, even though it's tied, it's wrapped really tightly around the animal's neck, she'ein adam yachal ikonis yadav b'nafsal tzavar, where you won't even be able to grab a hold of it because you won't fit your hand in between the neck and the rope that's tied around it, which would thereby make it easier to pull it, it's still mutter, because that's considered a noy of the animal, beautifies the animal. The afikav to call noy asur kanal bereish asif uketul kaman besif besof sif yedzayin. And even though we said normally noy is asur, haynudafka benoy de lavurche, that's only an abnormal noy to put on the animal. B'chol, that it wouldn't be normal to put on a weekday. Lafuke davar shederach kaladam lasu. But if it's a normal thing for an animal to be wearing as a noi, then it's not considered a masui. However, Tosos and Ben Yeruchim disagree, and they hold something that's only a noi, that's only there to beautify the animal, is always asur. And over here, when we're talking about the rope that's wrapped around the animal's neck, is berufuyin, is if it's very loose, and therefore you're able to pull the animal with it. Umikri the shmirah, and that's called for shmirah. To yachalachos bechevel k'shtir tzelivroach. Because if the animal ever tries to run away, you can just grab onto that rope, and the animal won't run away. V'koshke in miyatzak k'tzas min achevel tali savet savara d'shar yipasuk abach tsefta l'chumra katosos l'chumra. And certainly, if a little bit of the leash is loose, and you're able to grab onto it with that, so then even if it's fitting very tightly on the animal's neck, that still provides some protection. Ha'afsar v'chein ares and demuchan hu labeim aveinu muktza. That it's not considered to be an item that's muktza, but shaliyishin alei. You have to be careful not to lean on it. Ratzalam k'shnosin brosha v'heima yuzar shaliyishin brosha tamim mishtamish b'alechayim. That when you're putting this leash on the animal, you have to be careful not to lean on the animal, because then you're going to be mishtamish b'alechayim. It's going to be considered that you're using the Baal Chai for support, and you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So essentially what we learned today is two very simple rules. One simple rule is that to the extent that slave ownership is legal and possible, then you could have the din d'oraisa, that your slave is not allowed to do malacha for a Jew on Shabbos. But to the extent that slave ownership is not legal or possible, like in our society, no matter how long someone works for you, even if they've been your housekeeper for decades, it's just a regular nachri and has the regular dinim of amir l'nachri. Then the second thing we learned is that anything that the animal requires for shmira, it's allowed to go out with on Shabbos. Anything that would be either not required for shmira, it's just decorative, or it's shmira yaseira, it's more shmira than the animal needs, that's considered a masui, and the animal is not allowed to go out with such things on Shabbos. And then the third thing is we had some detailed discussion about a rope that's tied tightly around an animal's neck, and whether that's considered the shmira, whether it's considered the nai, whether the animal is allowed to go out with that on Shabbos. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Si'if Beis, hopefully back to regular time, regular place. That's the plan, at least. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you for joining.